Living is exciting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Living is exciting. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that living is exciting? When you get up in the morning, when you start to do anything, is it exciting? Are you looking at the things that are going on around you and finding them to be exciting? Or are you looking at the things that are going on around you and find them boring? Ho, ho, ho. How many find life boring? And when you find life boring, life is boring. Life is very boring. What is it that you entertain yourself with? What is it that you use to excite yourself with? What is it that makes you feel so wonderful and so fantastic? What is it that turns you on? Well, whatever turns you on, that's what makes life really exciting. That's what makes life a very thrilling adventure. Now, here at the monastery, every morning, we have discussion around the table at breakfast time. And we talk about various subjects. And sometimes we say, well, my comments are not very exciting, and my comments are not very important. And so we withhold giving our comments. And others, they just speak up and say all sorts of wonderful things. And the people who speak up and say all sorts of wonderful things may not have anything exciting to say, but they're interested in what they're saying. And what they're saying may not be right. It may not be wrong, it may not be good, it may not be bad, it may not be something that we want to hear, but they want to say it. And they say it with all their enthusiasm. They say it with all their joy. Now, we have kittens around this house. And a lot of times we didn't have kittens, and a lot of times we do. But we have kittens around the house. And Ellen Jeremy never grew up with animals. She never grew up with kittens. She never had them much, and she never had dogs much. Well, little by little, Ellen found herself with a mini pin, a little miniature pincher, and she just dearly loves that dog. And that dog and her are the dearest buddies. They go around, and she's always talking about the dog and always talking about how wonderful the dog was and how much fun the dog is and how much fun little Love is to be with and how he's such a lovely guy. And then a miracle happened in Ellen's life, and she got herself two baby kittens. Now, they were just normal, run-of-the-mill kittens. There were nothing special, no pedigrees, no fine qualities about them. But there were two baby kittens, as different as night and day. One was black and one was striped. And each is exceptionally fantastic. Well, now, as the kittens were growing up, by the weeks first and then by the months, but as the kittens were growing up, Ellen was watching and paying attention. And every morning at the breakfast table, she'd give us a report on how her kittens were doing. First, she had her kittens all set up in a place out in the gymnasium. And she had a tower built for them, and she had all sorts of things built for them. And she worried about them. Oh, dear, if they get up to the top, can they get down all right, and can they do this? Well, time went by. And now these little kittens are still small-type kittens, but they're cats. They have stepped over the edge from being kittens to cats. Now, they climb the tallest tree in the yard. They go right straight up, and Ellen says, I wonder if they can get down. And by the time she wonders if they can get down, they're down. Now, you can be sure that our life is filled with stories of kittens every single day. And how wonderful these kittens are, and how beautiful they are, and how they can look you straight in the eye, and what their eating habits are. And you see, what makes life exciting? It's not necessarily the big things, the wars, and the conflicts, and the economic problems, and the all the things going on in the world. It's the little things and the big things, too. But Ellen is very, very much in love with her cats. And then somebody will call in on the telephone and say that they would like to have a treatment, and Ellen gives a beautiful treatment for them. You would think that here this little person, this person who is so much in love with the cats, how would they find the words to say a treatment for somebody? Well, they are so excited about living. Life is so exciting for them, for her, and that she spreads that excitement to all of the people who call in for the healing ministry, asking for healing treatments. All of our healing ministers do that. And when people call in and they say, wow, where do you get that enthusiasm? Where do you get that joy for living? Oh, I'd love to have that joy for living that you have. And where does that joy for living come? It comes from every area of her life. It comes from the joy of doing the bookkeeping. It comes from the joy of taking care of her house. It comes from the joy of taking care of the ranch here. It comes from the joy of taking care of the monastery. It comes from the joy of taking care of the individuals who are here, who are as monks here in the monastery. It comes from the joy of being herself and finding life is exciting. And once in a while I'll say to her, well, Ellen, how would you have liked to have stayed back in Switzerland and be living with your family and your grandchildren and so forth? And she says, they are wonderful. My family, my grandchildren are wonderful. I'm often in contact with them, and I'm having a great time. But life is so exciting. I'm doing the things here that really excite me, that make me feel just wonderful. And, you know, as I do these things that make me feel just wonderful, that's all that really is necessary. That's all that's necessary. When someone ever calls me up and says, life's not exciting, I say to them, you're not living. You're not entering into the activities of life. You're not being excited about life. And Ellen's little mini pin, little love, it's about 9 or 10 years old, and little love has a basket. He just loves to sleep. And when he gets up, he has a little towel that is hanging over the top of him. And he jumps out of his bed and he comes walking toward the table. And the towel is still over his back. And it's like a wonderful veil that he's carrying along. And other times, he will sit and he'll beg. And other times, he will do this and do that. He will be just so full of living, so full of the gusto of the moment. And then, when he's done, he goes back and lays down in his bed, happy as can be. And then the kittens will lift up his cover and stick their nose underneath and say, hey, anybody here? And he'll look at them and he'll wag his tail and he says, yeah, I'm here. And then they play with him or they'll go away. But everything is an excitement for living. Life is exciting when you give it a chance. Today, you can give life a chance to be exciting for you. You can take the most mundane experiences of life and let them be the most delightful, uplifting experiences that you could ever imagine. Ellen's kittens are a delightful experience for her. She goes to her home, and the first thing she does is take care of her kittens. And they don't need taking care of. They're perfectly content and happy to do the things they're doing. They're running here and but she has to watch them, because if they're not watched, you don't realize how wonderful they are. You don't realize how much fun they are. And little love, he goes in and he does his thing. And so she sits at her desk writing. And whenever she picks up her red pen to write on a note, up comes the kittens. And they love that red pen. They want to chase it all over her desktop. They'll stand on top of some of the students' papers and other students' papers they don't stand on. Now, Ellen was saying, you know, I know why. Some of these students are just filled with the zest for living. And the kittens know that, and they want to be near their vibrations that they come on their lesson papers. And others lead a humdrum life, and are not so excited, and the kittens sense that, and they don't necessarily want to get near, it's not that they're against it, it's just that it does not attract them. The living an exciting life is what attracts the kittens. Living an exciting life is what can attract you and me. Living an exciting life is something we do by being interested in everything. Being interested in all of the activities that go on around us. Being interested in all that we are. You can be interested if you want. Life is exciting for everyone. It doesn't matter whether you have big issues or small issues. The only thing that matters is, are you excited about them? Are you having fun with the issues of life? Or are the issues of life boring you to tears? The choice is ours, always. And as for myself, life is exciting, and I enter into it in every beautiful way, every beautiful day, and it is, for me, the greatest thrill that I could ever have. I love you. I love you. I love you.